Now, evaporation is something we both know. Everyone does, really. It's why we sweat when it's hot. You know, it cools you down as a sweat evaporates.
Yeah, that's right. And other scientists and entrepreneurs are putting that same idea to work to solve a whole host of problems all around the world. I recently had a video call with a Nigerian scientist called Daniel Onwunde.
Okay.
He's from the EMPA Research Institute in Switzerland. He's come up with a DIY solution for farmers who don't have access to fridges, and it uses evaporation to help with the problem of food waste. You put it together with three things that you might just find in your cupboard at home.
So right now, you could see a little bit of what I call the charcoal cooling blanket, which is made from a burlap material.
It's about 1 meter tall and half a meter wide.
Yes.
Daniel holds up a big sheet of rough fabric, the kind that's used to make sacks, with long pockets sewn into it.
So we have charcoal inside the blanket. Let me just quickly show you a little bit.
It turns out that charcoal is really, really good at absorbing moisture. Basically, once air passes through the blanket, the water evaporates, creating a cooling effect. How would a farmer use this blanket?
So all they need to do is just to go out there and purchase an essence sack. You sew into different compartments. So you take this charcoal and fill it into this compartment. If you want to just use it to store, let's say, fruits and vegetables in a crate, all you need to do is just to put it on the crate. And that is it. Then you water it. Then you're done.
In Switzerland, where Daniel's doing his research, that effect is quite moderate. Just a few degrees or so. But in somewhere like Nigeria, it should have a much bigger cooling effect.
Probably up to 10 degrees because of the climatic condition of such country. By reducing the temperature by 10 degrees, you can double or triple the shelf life of a produce.
And what would those 2 to 6 additional days mean to a smallholder farmer?
Yeah, so that's more income because for a farmer, he or she can sell their produce at a premium price.
Now, Craig, just a couple of questions here. I mean, have they tried this in Nigeria to see if it really works?
No, not yet, Myra. So the idea is to show local farmers how to go to the market, buy the materials and make the charcoal blankets themselves.
Okay.
This is something that would be really affordable for the farmers. So in Nigeria, for example, a Hessian sack costs less than $5 US, and charcoal's typically even cheaper than that.
Now, Craig, they are using charcoal, which we both know is not great for the environment.
Yeah, that's true, Myra. So I did ask Daniel that, and he said that whilst it's not ideal in the long term, it's something that's both cheap and readily available.
Okay, but the other thing is, how will they make money from this?
So they're not actually planning to make money. It's Daniel's job to come up with tech solutions like this, tech solutions for farmers. I think one of their biggest challenges will be just getting that information out there to enough people without outside investment. But Daniel seems to think he's up for the task.